Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
My eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Isaiah 6, verse 5. Before God called the prophet Isaiah to a position of leadership in the nation, he adjusted his vision. Uncorrected vision leads to a skewed perspective, poor judgment, and wasted effort. Israel's constant rebellion was putting them in jeopardy with God, and they needed a leader with clear vision. So the first thing God did was give Isaiah a vision of his glory and power. Without it, he could not have done the job. Without this life-changing encounter with God, he would never have been strong enough to complete his mission. And the same applies to you. Whatever God calls you to do will require more than a job description and some basic skills. You will need a vision of his glory and limitless power to reassure you that he is more than adequate for the challenge. See Ephesians 3 verse 20. The second thing God did was adjust Isaiah's vision of himself. Once your God concept is adjusted, you're ready for a self-concept adjustment, and not before. If you start with step two, you'll quit before you begin. Isaiah cried, "I am not pure, and I live among people who are not pure." Isaiah realized that he was no better than the people he'd been called to reach. And until you see yourself realistically, honestly, and humbly in relation to God and others, your mission won't succeed. And the third thing God did was respond to Isaiah's humility. An angel touched his lips with God's purifying fire and said, "Your sin is taken away." God doesn't call perfect leaders. He calls humble, honest, forgiven leaders, and crowns their efforts with success, regardless of the odds.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.